I'm Andrew Saul, your area pecan agent for Southeast District with the University of Georgia Pecan Update. As the month of May begins, we're moving through pollination and been traveling around a little bit already in the southeast part of the state. Also looked at some pecans around a little bit in the southwest as well. And for the most part, seeing the same thing. Looks like most cultivars, we've produced flowers and pollinated, and we're going to have some type of a crop this year. It's actually looking pretty good on almost every single cultivar, except Stewart is kind of light. Doesn't look like an excessive crop, but it's definitely looking like a good crop. And this is kind of somewhat unexpected after the hurricane last year. In cases of some kind of weather event as severe as Hurricane Michael, tends to offset those trees. But it's not the case this year, so we're seeing a pretty good crop that's put on all the cultivars. Stewart, as expected, not really showing much. Some Stewarts, we're seeing some flowers and some nuts being pollinated. Some are aborting and dropping. It does look like it's just from a weak pollination, so it's still a little bit early to assess. The Stewarts may end up with a little bit of a top crop, but so far what we're seeing is completely expected. If there's any difference between the West and the East right now, as I've been getting around in the Southeast District, the East is pretty dry in the state of Georgia. That being said, as I do this recording, we just came off the first weekend in May, and it looked like we got about an inch of rain in many places across this district over Friday and Saturday. And so remember, in May, we're running our irrigation at about 26%. We need to put out about 930 to 1,040 gallons per acre per day this month. And remember, generally, if we get an inch of rain, from bud break to the onset of kernel filling, we can cut off that irrigation for a few days. I think in the East, we've been so dry, we may not be able to cut it off, but just for a day or so. Starting to get reports right now of case bear, especially in the far Southeast District. And so anytime this month, it would be good to check and scout for case bear. May 15th historically has been our ballpark when we need to treat for case bear, but there's some products that we use that take a little bit of time to work, some insect growth regulators, and we are already doing that in places now where we feel like the case bears are going to be strong. Again, in most situations, particularly in the southeast part of the United States, case bears kind of provide a natural thinning. Sometimes it's hard to know how bad they're going to be because you don't see a lot of the damage until they've kind of come and gone. So that first generation moth comes out in May and starts laying an egg on different clusters of pecan nuts. And sometimes we can scout for those eggs and kind of get an idea of what that generation is going to do. The second and third and fourth generation don't tend to be as damaging as the first, but it's just hard to figure out exactly how bad they're going to be. Some people use the traps to assess the adults. In some cases, we catch a lot of adults in these traps, but then we don't have much damage. So if you got traps, I think it's a great thing. But the way we want to use the traps is we want to use the peak in case bears before we pull the trigger on spray. So we check our traps, we watch for the peak. When the moths start to decline, that's when we would be better off to put our insecticide. For more information, visit the University of Georgia Extension Pecan blog at extension.uga.edu/pecan. This is Andrew Saul, your area pecan agent for Southeast District with the University of Georgia Pecan Update. South Georgia.